Now, more of The Next Level with Anthony Gemma on your station for Talk and Business, AM 790.
Welcome back to The Next Level on AM 790. I'm your host, Anthony Gemma. Our telephone number is 437-5000 or toll-free at 888-345-0790. In just a moment, we'll be back and we'll be talking with a special guest, Ben Settle, who's a web entrepreneur and email marketing specialist. But before we do, I'm going to turn over to Larry with a word from our segment sponsor. Larry?
This segment brought to you by Beltone New England. Walter Cryan has teamed up with Beltone. Go to beltoneexperience.com to find out how hearing aids have helped improve his life. Spread the word to your friends and family who may have hearing loss. Go to beltoneexperience.com.
Thanks, Larry. I have on the line a person by the name of Ben Settle, who's a web entrepreneur and email marketing specialist. Ben, I want to welcome you to our program. Ben?
Hey, thank you, Anthony.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Very, very good. Thank you, Sarah. I am, I would say I'm unbelievable, actually. I say that often. So nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
So as you're aware, the show is called The Next Level, and I, very intrigued. I've done a lot of, a little bit of marketing research on you, and you are an email marketing specialist, and you have some special techniques and tricks, hopefully of which some of them you'll give us a couple of tidbits today. But tell us a little bit about yourself, Ben.
Well, I've been doing email specifically for about 3 years, but before that I spent all my time writing regular sales letters, long-form sales letters and ads. But somewhere late 2008, early 2009, I started getting very intrigued by email and how powerful it can be and how, when you know how to use it correctly, it almost can make a lot of your other advertising either work a lot better or almost obsolete in some ways because it can do a lot of the heavy lifting for you.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about you. You are doing this online. You've written a couple of books, the Email Player's Cookbook and Street Smart Email. Tell me a little bit about email versus now social media posting. And is there an overlap with some of the techniques that you've now developed for email that work in social media?
Oh, absolutely. Now, personally, I think it's a mistake to use social media to sell with. I think it's great for generating traffic and building relationships and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you write an email, and I used to do this all the time, I don't do it simply for privacy issues that I read on, for example, Facebook's site. We can get into that if you want later. But I used to take my emails, because I write a daily email, and I would post that, for example, on Facebook as a note, and mm-hmm. that would generate traffic and interest and that sort of thing. Twitter, if you do email a certain way, you can take your email and put it right on your blog,
mm-hmm.
and there's software that, I think it's within Twitter, that'll capture your blog post title and then post it automatically for you when it posts, when you post your blog. So you can use these things hand in hand.
So, I mean, the success that you appear to be having, and certainly you've written about, and is on your bensettle.com website, amazing stuff. I mean, you're getting amazing results for people, and certainly they have to buy the book or, they have to log in and, subscribe. But tell me a little bit about, what can you share, little teasers for the audience here that will kind of get them hooked? Because I certainly, some of the things that you've written about are very intriguing and certainly thought-provoking, to say the least.
Well, there's a lot of tips I could share with you. I would say one of the most powerful things somebody can do if they want to start writing emails starting today is just start telling simple stories. Telling a very, very simple story about something that happened to you, good, bad, it doesn't matter, and then just sort of tying it naturally into something you sell.
Mm-hmm.
I do this an awful lot. I think it's one of the easiest ways to do it. And, for example, nothing bad ever happens to you if you're writing emails, because something bad, so-called bad, happens to you, that gives you a perfect example to send an email out saying, this thing happened to me today, here's how I dealt with it, and then just kind of naturally segue into whatever it is you sell.
So, I'm sorry, Larry had a question.
Yes, I did. As far as nobody's getting hurt from an email, I've sent something out accidentally to everybody. That's happened from time to time.
So the story there is do not reply all.
Yeah, never email somebody about somebody else and then have everybody know about it, you know?
So is email still, I mean, certainly everybody has, many people have email, but with the social media, growing, I think it's 750 million people on Facebook, is email still as powerful as it can be, or is it kind of, giving away a little bit to social media. And I know you have to use them both hand in hand, and I 100% agree with you that Facebook is not a platform to sell from, generally, certainly. So, you know, tell us a little bit how you're handling that. Is the market changing?
Well, I think I'm probably profiting more for it the more popular social media gets, because as people become more and more dependent, I don't want to say the word dependent, but as they start using social media more and not using email as much, that means less competition in the inbox for the stuff I'm sending. And kind of like, remember when email came out and all of a sudden nobody was getting direct mail anymore?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. You know, you could send a direct mail letter out back then and you had no competition because everybody was using email. Now it's just a social media email thing.
Mm-hmm. So email is very effective, and it's pretty much saying it's a little bit more effective now. So people should still consider it a very viable media to get to their advertisers with.
Yeah, I think it's, if you're going to be online, and the easiest way that I've ever seen to make sales, and this, I've not seen this not be the case with any business person I've talked to that I've shown how to use email. It's just the easiest way to generate sales and build a I want to call it an audience, but it's not unlike talk radio. You're building your own audience and you're having a little show every day with them, except it's an email, and they're there and they're in your inbox, and you're not competing with 500 other tweets or, you know, Facebook messages or any of that stuff. And again, I'm not saying not to use those things. I'm just saying you have their undivided attention in the inbox. People are conditioned to check their email 20, 30, you know, 50 times a day. You're there. You have a message. You know, if you know how to write emails where people want to hear from you every day, you're not an imposition on them, but something they look forward to, you almost can't fail.
So is the most important, and I know you kind of allude to this in your website, is the most important thing the hook? Is it the what you're going to put in the subject line and how that works? That's kind of getting them, you know, and then obviously the beginning, the body of it. But so tell us a little bit about that. Is that something that you're recommending significantly, is to really work on that?
The subject line is everything. But here's even something even more important. And it's this whole concept of when you're a – there's this guy, Dan Kennedy, who's a pretty big-time marketing teacher, and he teaches this concept of become a welcome guest. And that's where you're at this point with your list and your customers where they want to hear from you. You're not imposing on them. Even if you have something to sell, they want to hear from you. Once you've gotten to that point of being a welcome guest, what's even more better than the subject line is the what you have in the from field, so it says coming from Anthony Gemma.
Mm-hmm.
They see your name. That's even more powerful than the subject line when you've gotten to that point where you're positioned so well that they just want to hear from you. They almost, in some cases, don't care what the subject line is. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't spend time on writing a good subject line. It's just one of those things that I don't hear talked about a lot, but your name, your brand, your personality is the most important thing for getting that email open.
So tell us a little bit about what should go in. I mean, I know you have, I was amazed at the number of tips, and certainly that you have. But tell me a little bit about, give us a couple little tips and tricks, maybe if you could, which, you know, doesn't oversell here, because you can get, you know, I want people to go to bensettle.com, and I'm encouraging them to log in and certainly sign up for your newsletter, because I think it's amazing.
Thank you. I can give you some tips. A lot of people have trouble just getting started, I've noticed. And it is, if you're not used to writing frequently or you find writing hard. I've actually wrote some ways down just for people who are listening who might be struggling and they want to get started. And I already talked about one, which is telling a story, which is very, very easy. I mean, anything that happens to you is a story that you can turn into a nice, short, 200-word email. It doesn't have to be long. A really, really simple way to do this is just to come up with a checklist of symptoms that your market's feeling. So, for example, if you sell to, let's say, dog owners, it's not hard to come up with a set of frustrations they have and just kind of put that in a checklist form. You know, here are some frustrations people have with their pets, and just have talk about it in your email, just like as if it was a radio show. You can give some secrets away, some tips away, but mostly you want to just tell people, you know, you want to show people that you're the leader in this thing and that you're someone to be listened to, and if they want more information, they can always check out your other products.
Fair enough. We're going to have to take our first quick break, if you don't mind, Ben, hanging on. We're back with Ben Settle. Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
So tell me a little bit more about how people get involved, because on logging in to your website, certainly I'm encouraging them to sign up for your newsletter, encourage them to read your website and certainly get involved. But it seems like you have quite a few followers, from what I can tell on the website.
But yeah, it's growing, definitely.
So you were in the process of giving us a couple of tips, teaser tips, I guess, if you want to call them that. I don't know if you had I had to interrupt you for the break, but tell us a little bit more about what people can do to make their email marketing program, bring it to the next level, so to speak.
Okay, well, here's a really good one that very few people do, but when you do it, you will stick out like a sore thumb in the inbox. And people will just love reading this. And that is when most people have a favorite TV show or movie, or several TV shows and movies, and it's very, very easy when you're watching, let's say, your favorite TV show. I like doing this with sitcoms personally, but you can kind of draw analogies and lessons and examples out of these shows. So, for example, I like to watch the TV show Seinfeld, and
there's
been a couple times where I've done emails about the George Costanza School of Copywriting. Or the
What's the deal with emails?
Sorry.
And, you just make it very, very fun for people to read it. It's not the same old stuff, just a pitch, and people just overriding them with pitches every day. It's something fun and interesting and engaging. And it's fun to write, quite frankly, when you get into this.
So something like that will break through the clutter of a, an email box that's full. I mean, I guess I can't relate to less emails because, for whatever reason, my email box is growing. I mean, I get literally hundreds, maybe 400 emails a day right now. It's hard to get through everything for me, but that's because I'm on multiple platforms and I'm running multiple businesses maybe. But maybe for the average Joe, the emails are going down, but not for me. It's hard for me to read everything. So that email that breaks through the clutter for me is certainly from someone I know and I trust, but also that subject line helps me to kind of, open it up and get engaged with it.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's a lot of ways you can do this. Another thing that I like to do is just talk about current events. There's a saying where people are at work and they talk around the water cooler. Well, what water cooler chat can you think of? Because that's what people are thinking and talking about. All you're going to do is sort of enter the conversation that's already in their head. So it could be something that was on the news the other night. It could be just anything that happened around the world that everybody's talking about. That's a great time to talk about it in your email and, subtly and relevantly tie it to whatever link you want them to go to.
That's great. Ben, we're almost out of time, so half hour goes by very quickly. Let us know how we can get a hold of you and how people can sign up for your newsletter.
The website is www.bensettle.com, and there's several places they can just type their name and email in, and I'll send them a newsletter every day.
Okay, and how about Facebook? Are you on Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah.
Ways to get a hold of you as well, so same way?
Yeah.
Any phone number you want to throw out to our listeners today?
No, I'm pretty much a web-based guy. So.
Okay. So bensettle.com. Ben, I want to thank you so much for your time, and keep up the great work and helping us get to the next level. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Next Level. I'm your host, Anthony Gemma, on your station for Talking Business. Stay with us.